Mr. Talent's Ghost by Mary Webb. The first time I ever met Mr. Talent was in the late summer of 1906 in a small lonely inn at the top of a mountain. For natives, rainy days in these places are not very different from other days, since work fills them all, wet or fine. But for the tourist, rainy days are boring. I had been bored for nearly a week and was thinking of returning to London when Mr. Talent came. And because I could not place Mr. Talent, nor elucidate him to my satisfaction, he intrigued me, for a barrister should be able to sum up a man in a few minutes. I did not see Mr. Talent arrive, nor did I observe him entering the room. I looked up, and he was there, in the small firelit parlour, with his Bible, wool mats and copper preserving pan. He was reading a manuscript, slightly moving his lips as he read. He was a gentle, moth-like man, very lean, and about 6'3" or more. He had neutral-coloured hair and eyes, a nondescript suit, limp-looking hands, and slightly turned-up toes. The most noticeable thing about him was an expression of passive and enduring obstinacy. I wished him a good evening, and asked if he had a paper, as he seemed to have come from civilization. "No," he said softly, "no, only a little manuscript of my own." Now, as a rule, I am as wary of manuscripts as a hare is of greyhounds. Having once been a critic, I am always liable to receive parcels of these for advice. So I might have saved myself and a dozen or so of other people from what turned out to be a terrible, an appalling incubus. But the day had been so dull, and having exhausted old Moore and sampled the imprecatory psalms, I had nothing else to read. So I said, "Your own." "Even so," replied Mr. Talent modestly. "May I have the privilege?" I queried, knowing he intended me to have it. "How kind," he exclaimed, "a stranger, knowing nothing of my hopes and aims, yet willing to undertake so onerous a task." "Not at all," I replied with a nervous chuckle. "I think," he murmured, drawing near and as it were taking possession of me, looming above me with his great height, "it might be best for me to read it to you. I am considered to have a rather fine reading voice." I said I should be delighted, reflecting that supper could not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?